spend your days in Ghana, technicians or engineers? How many of you are willing to work in the Foreign Service and spend your lives traveling around the world?
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, 50 years of the Peace Corps and the impact of volunteering abroad.
50 years ago in the early morning hours, a future president, John F. Kennedy, spoke at the University of Michigan. His message was a call for service to the nation through international volunteerism. That idea became the Peace Corps, and today the Peace Corps is one of many organizations promoting goodwill abroad, as non-resident fellow David Caprara explains.
Since President Kennedy's vision, a whole new array of global actors and volunteer services have emerged. NGOs, faith-based groups, corporations, universities, and these new actors together are fielding about 1 million volunteers by sampling data abroad each year from the U.S. We know that there's a need for increased commitment to end outcome assessment by such programs. And to that end, Brookings and Washington University in Uganda have started a research project together with OmniMed that will look at the volunteers engaged in malaria bed net distribution, oral hygiene, and other health training of community health workers to study the end outcome impacts, for example, on malaria reduction.
So, David, what are the benefits to all players here, the country that's sending out the volunteers and the country that's receiving them as well?
Benefits, first of all, in country are building capacity of their local provider networks that host the NGOs, whether it's a government agency working on health, whether it's an NGO that may host and work with the Peace Corps volunteer. And key to this, I think a future trend is looking at the catalytic effect of Peace Corps volunteers, not only in terms of direct service, which is noble, but leveraging local volunteers, recruiting, as we do here in America with AmeriCorps programs, engaging and building the social fabric of volunteer delivery in country. Increasingly, this is a trend. Again, more research needs to be given in the area of end outcomes, but we do know that capacity building effects, for example, in microcredit, in health, I mentioned malaria and other areas. Also, this broader Peace Corps goal of building cross-cultural understanding and bridge building certainly has been documented in the research.
What has the Obama administration done to promote international volunteerism?
He certainly has intensively used the bully pulpit and the power of exchange programs, made a renewed commitment to the Peace Corps. We believe that under Director Williams, Peace Corps could become this broader catalyst for the expanded array of global partners, NGOs, faith-based groups, universities, along with the government Peace Corps volunteers. The other thing the president could do is work with the Service World Coalition and the Sergeant Shriver International Service Act is being born as we speak, and look at ways to ramp up the programs that we mentioned in terms of AID linkages, expanding the Peace Corps while reforming it, and promoting global service fellowships.
Where is international volunteerism heading?
A Service World platform has been released by a broad coalition of hundreds of NGOs and policy organizations, colleagues called Service World. They're looking at new patterns such as promoting partnerships instead of paternalism. There's a greater focus today on, again, building local capacity, not just the direct service of volunteers. Also empowering a new generation of global volunteers, linking study abroad programs, for example, to service requirements. There's an increasing focus across faith in interfaith types of service building. Certainly the world of new media has empowered the individual also to be an actor by him or herself. So we see increasing use of new technologies and, again, also promotion of metrics more in terms of outcome assessment. Sergeant Shriver, the original Peace Corps director, asked not too long ago, where is the peace in Peace Corps today? We see in places like Nairobi, Kenya, for example, efforts to link peace building across tribes with environmental service, cleaning the endangered Nairobi River that's also been adapted in Nepal. So the UN Environment Program has gotten behind this project in Nairobi along with the Prime Minister, and we see this perhaps as a seed of answering Sergeant Shriver's question.
So David, we're marking 50 years now of international volunteerism. What can societies do from this point forward to expand on this notion of volunteering across borders?
There's more of an emphasis, in addition to the noble value of direct service from abroad, promoting the unleashing or catalyzing of local volunteers and culture of service in country. This perhaps is the new trend, along with a reverse Peace Corps. Soon you'll be seeing programs like Atlas Corps are promoting volunteers coming to America from India, from China, from Kenya and other places in Africa. So this sort of volunteerism across borders and reverse Peace Corps spirit is something taking hold, and from that we'll see increasing numbers of multilateral cooperative projects.
Stay up to date with the latest research, learn about Brookings events, and search our directory of experts, all from your mobile device. To download Brookings for your BlackBerry, Android, or iPhone, go to brookings.edu/mobile.